One thing that while we cry for time is you need people to get used to their environment, used to the new squad, new everything, new training methods to where they've been before. So all in all, we're pleased that we've got a couple of results, because then it sets the whole thing, and it's the manner of it, the way we've been playing too. You know, we've gone away from home and scored 3 at Barnsley and 4 at Burton the other night, which is no mean feat.
Mm. And also, you've got players beginning to settle down, little partnerships, yeah. And also in the wide areas, Adoma's chipping in with scored in the last 3 games, yeah. And now Snodgrass is off the mark as well.
Well, that's exactly why we bought Snoddy, because I've had him before, and we know set pieces, he's excellent at them, and his delivery's very, very good, and of course, he always scores a goal. And my big fear last year was that we didn't have enough. If Codger didn't score, we were in trouble. Now, with even Josh Onam has got a couple of goals. Mm. So all across midfield, Hooran were 5 as he got. Albert chipping in too. And I must say well done to him too, because he must have looked, and I'm sure he did, of the people who were coming through the door. Mm. All people who plays in his position. He not once did he moan about it. I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, but he got on with it, trained harder, if that was possible, than he could do before. And then, of course, when the chance comes, because he's done all the work that he's done during the week, then he takes his chance and grasps it. And fair play to him, because, I was worried when we lost Greeny because of his hamstring. But Albert's gone in there and looks the left-hand side. He looks far, far more comfortable, if that's possible, than he did on the right.
Can you just ask you for an update on some of the long-termers that we haven't seen, the likes of Grealish and Jedinak, of course, at the moment. So when are you expecting to have those back?
Well, it's a big couple of weeks for Jedinak, because he had a bit of a setback. And of course, when you've had an operation on your groin and you have a setback, he was sore after the game. He's been sore, and he's stepping up the next 2 weeks, hopefully, with an international break. He'll not be going with Australia. And I think now the next couple of weeks is key and pivotal to him. Jack's a little bit ahead of schedule. He's bouncing around the training ground and can't wait to get started. Mm. But obviously we've got to err on caution, because he's had a serious injury, the kid. So be nice to see them coming back into the frame. I would think in the next 2-3 weeks in particular, we'll see the two of them.
Mm-hmm. So momentum now, the challenge is to keep it going rather than get it going. It's one of those games, Bolton at home, you know, one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn up and win. But
it doesn't work like that at all, as we've seen many, many times. The one thing we have to do is do how we're playing and keep the standard the way it is. And if we do that, then I'm sure we'll be fine. And of course, the one thing you can't do is just turn up and think you're just going to roll them over, because that won't happen. They'll be fighting for their lives. You know, that's what the championship is. You know, it's so unpredictable. And Bolton, at the end of the day, they've had a tough start, but a big, big club in their own right. And they've got still some good players who've been round the block, a big, physical, powerful team. So we'll have to be on with metal and set pieces, that's for sure. But I'm looking forward to the challenge of it. And let's hope we can get a result that'll take us into the international break ahead of 2 big games coming up. And it'll be in, you know, hopefully if we win tomorrow, we can get ourselves in the top 6, which was always going to be the aim coming to the end of October.
Mm. Just finally for me,
October.
It was going to be a crucial month. Now it's almost over. You must be more than satisfied with what's happened during the month. I mean, you've had the downs and the ups.
I'm under no illusion. I understand that, look, at a club like ours, and you get off to a poor start, any manager will tell you the last thing you want is a poor start. Mm. It puts everybody under so-called pressure. Mm. And I'm under no illusions. Look, we didn't take enough points. And if you're the manager of Aston Villa and you don't take enough points, then there's going to become pressure on you. So it's how you deal with it. Thankfully, the most important thing for me is when we come under the pump, the team responded in the right way. And that's the pleasing thing. And also, out of adversity, and sometimes, you know, you need a bit of luck.
Mm.
Out of adversity, you know, Albert playing left-hand side, all of these sort of things, Codger coming back at the right time, all of these things just fit into place. And but we've got ourselves in a certain way. I think they've enjoyed playing this way, and let's hope we can continue.
Steve, you're talking about players. You were talking about them before. Confidence was low because you weren't winning. What's the mood around this place now when they're winning?
Well, there's nothing quite like a dressing room when they're winning. And of course, this morning I've just seen 12 of them for breakfast at 20 to 9. You know, they're all enjoying it and enjoying winning 3 on the spin and enjoying the challenge of, look, it's only just started. You know, we're not even a quarter of the way through yet. But you know, our aim always was, can we go into the beginning, the October break, and can we be there or thereabouts? If we win on Saturday, even after the poor start we've had a wonderful, wonderful September, and I hope that we can finish it off with a good result tomorrow.
Winning comes from belief, and belief from winning, you know, so there shouldn't be a problem, should there?
Well,
I mean, the players will believe they can win every week now.
In my experience, you know, the championship in particular is why it's so fascinating. You just reeled off the top six.
Yeah.
Nobody predicted that.
Yeah,
nobody would have predicted them five to be in the top six going into October. Who's in the top six now? Fair play to them. You know, your Cardiffs, Mick McCarthy, the job he's done at Ipswich, fantastic.
Sheffield United, Preston.
If you look at that, nobody would have thought. However, that's the championship. You know, there's no gulf like there is in the Premier League. There's a gulf in class in the Premier League. You know, I remember, you know, going to Man City's or Man United, and with a no disrespect to Hull at the time, thinking none of my players were getting their squad. You know, so you know, there's the big gulf, but and that's the joy of the championship and how difficult it is, because it's a fair game.
Do you say to your players now, listen, you've set your own standards now?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm delighted for them too. I'm delighted for the new lads who've come in. I mean, you know, Keenan Davis in particular is a young lad who's given us a spark up front. You know, Kodja coming back. And the midfield players chipping in with a goal, which is great that we're not relying just totally on Kodge, because last year in particular, if he didn't score, we didn't score. So we had to try and address that. We've got goals from midfield. We look a threat. The front four are a threat because of their pace and their power. And there's a little bit of everything mixed in there. So touch wood, I hope that continues. And if that continues, then we'll give ourselves a chance.
Bolton arrived not having won on the road.
Mm.
You've not lost at home.
Mm.
Your old manager, Sir Alex, was great at making sure teams didn't get complacent. Is that something you have to worry about?
That's the one thing we can't. If we just think we're going to turn up tomorrow and roll them over, then we'll be one of them horrible afternoons, because that doesn't happen in the Championship. They're a big club with good history, and they've still got good players. And they haven't had a win away from home, but they'll be wanting to come to Villa Park like everybody else does and enjoy the challenge of playing at the stadium. And I'm expecting a tough game like it always is.
We've spent the last 20 minutes or so talking about the players. What about you? How are you feeling on the back of 3 wins?
Well, I'm in a better place than I was a month ago. And that's how quickly it changes, Tom. You know, 3-4 weeks ago, it's off with his head. He doesn't know what he's doing. And you win a couple of games. But look, no matter how I try and dress it up, you know, with the start we had, any manager will tell you, like we've just seen, what, 8 managerial changes? The season's been gone 7 weeks. There's 8 gone, I think there's 8.
Yeah.
And they've got off to a bad start. So I'm under no illusion that I didn't get enough points. If you don't get enough points, but I think what I was trying to say was you have to have a look at the bigger picture, but that doesn't give you time either. You've got to win. If you're Aston Villa manager, you've got to win. And thankfully, the last couple of weeks we've shut a few people up, and that's all you can do.